News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I am here with Todd St. Orr, the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care.
Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Well, it is time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's coming.
Thinking about you. I thought, I need to get my inspection done.
It's as cool as it's been out there in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. The hot weather's coming. Your air conditioner's going to get tested. And, I mean, I think it's just a great idea to know ahead of time, like, do we need to get this thing cleaned? Is it up for a long, hard, five, 6 months of running?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. So.
Well, this is the perfect weather right now. However, if you just moved here, get ready because it gets hot in the summertime. And if you did just move here, maybe you have not ever heard Todd on the show before. He is the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. You've been in this community a long time. You have an incredible reputation. I've known you many years.
Yep.
So tell folks that maybe don't know Gulf Coast Air Care and what y'all do.
Well, we've been here 38 years in the
area. Wow.
And moved here from Colorado a long time ago. The Navy kind of got me here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a brief career.
Like so many others.
Yeah. After a career out at the Navy rework facility at NADEP, everything changed. And that's when Gulf Coast Air Care came into existence. And that's been 30 plus years ago.
Wow. So,
thank you, Kathy, for that. My wife's actually the founder, you know.
Didn't y'all just celebrate a big anniversary recently?
Yeah, we did. So we had 39 years of wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And 31 years in December of Gulf Coast Air Care. So
that's incredible.
She found where we were, and she told me, this is what we're doing. I'm like, okay. So, you know, it's been just
okay,
a trek
honey.
For us. Yes, ma'am.
I know. That's great.
I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So, and the journey that we've had over the past 30 years has been one of, it's unique. I feel like an educator as well as a contractor. We're licensed in Florida and Alabama to do the work that we do. And we're kind of in the niche. We do a lot of things that other people aren't looking at. Duct cleaning, for one.
That's your specialty, isn't it?
That's where we started. Yeah, and that's one of our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of duct stuff. But we do commercial cleaning. We do residential cleaning of HVAC. We can do checkups for you. And we can kind of give you an overall assessment of your indoor air quality from a standpoint, is this a healthy building? Is it a comfortable building?
Right.
Is it an energy efficient building?
Because you do commercial as well as residential.
Right. Yeah, we do commercial cleaning. We don't do commercial service work.
It's
service beyond cleaning.
Gotcha.
But installations and all that kind of stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
But in developing this niche that we're in, we have a whole network of partners and people that we work with. That, you know, if there's something that we don't do, we can refer you over to an expert or somebody that's trustworthy and will tell you the right thing going forward as far as, you know, what you need for your home, either from a comfort standpoint, from the building envelope, or, you know, just the HVAC in general. So.
Right. Talking with Todd St. Orr, he is the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. This is Pep Talk, which means Pensacola Expert Panel. So he is our expert on air care here this morning for you. So take advantage of his knowledge and send in a text. You've got a question about your system or maybe how often you should do maintenance, that kind of thing. This is the place to do that. So send it on in at 850-437-1620.
You know, one of the things we talked about right before we got on the air is May and my history. I was in the Navy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You flew in the P3 community, and May is Military Appreciation Month.
Absolutely.
So a shout out to all the veterans. I'm a season ticket holder at the Wahoos, and I sit with a bunch of veterans.
Oh,
and
cool.
I want to shout out to
that.
Those guys. Like, I appreciate all you guys have done in the past.
That's great.
You know, veterans. And, you know, I think that the lead in at the end of the month is Memorial Day. So,
of course.
You know, I have a strong feeling for veterans and people who serve. And it's not only just military veterans, but, you know, the first responders are out there, fire departments. We had a fire in our neighborhood about a week or 10 days ago.
Oh,
and
no.
Seeing them respond. Yeah, it was right behind my office manager's
backyard. Oh, no, gosh.
And we went down there, and, you know, just the professionalism and the quick action.
They're amazing.
It was unfortunate that, you know, they lost it. It started in the back, so when you rode around the front of the house, but a big impact, so. That one, I don't think there'll be anything for us to do there, but we do fire restoration work after.
Oh, you know, really? You've never mentioned that before.
Smoke damage or fire damage, odor control, that sort of thing.
Huh.
You know, we go in and assess those case by case basis, and we'll look at, you know, what do you need to do to renovate a duct system or an HVAC mm-hmm. system if there's been a fire or smoke impact or.
Sometimes you'll have a kitchen fire, maybe yeah. the whole house, but something that'll affect your system. So that's good to know. I didn't realize y'all did that service.
So anyways, and, you know, so we're talking about the growth and the journey that we've been on. We've come a long way from the tools that we used to use when we first started for cleaning, and then all the accessory items for HVAC also, mm-hmm. you know, because our climate here is there's a lot of moisture, a lot of humidity, which lends to us seeing a lot of microbial growth or mold.
Right.
And so one of the things that's helpful with that, you got to get a treatment done. You got to understand what the source of the microbial growth is. But these ultraviolet lights that are available out there now, a lot of people have heard about them. I get tons of questions about, you know, do these UV lights really work? And I tell people, yes, they do. If they're placed in the proper spot at the source of the growth in the HVAC system. So you want a UV light shining directly on your coil, and, you know, you want to have it changed out on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. They start out as the intensity of a spotlight, and then over a couple years, they'll fade down to the intensity of a nightlight.
Right.
And that's when you want to change them, you know. So I get questions about, you know, hey, the light's still on. I still see purple or blue light in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that light intensity drops because it's using the C-band of ultraviolet radiation. A and B is what gives you a sunburn when you go to the beach with no sunscreen. And the C-band kills stuff on a cellular level. So when you put that in the HVAC system that's dark, there's moisture in there. It's just a perfect storm inside your unit.
Oh, yeah.
Around the coil. You'll get a treatment on that. And so we have a special in the newsletter and an article on that information for this month. So,
oh, good.
If you need more information, or if you're curious, we have manufacturer information as well as what I've written about UV lights and my experience with them. We've been dealing with ultraviolet lighting for 20 years.
Wow. Okay. So, well, and also you mentioned your newsletter. He puts out mm-hmm. a newsletter every month. How do I get on your newsletter list?
You can call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or send us an email, info@gulfcoastaircare.com. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and you can go there and sign up for that newsletter. It's just a two-page little quick thing that I put out every month.
It's great, kind of though. It's really informative, and it's timely. You usually have tips for that month, and a few jokes in there.
I'm a music buff, the funny bones in there, you know, and then the crazy stuff of the month.
It's fun to get. Now, I have a couple texts rolling in, so we have some questions for you. And anybody can text in here at Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. First one is a question that says, what did you do in the P3 community?
Oh, I was a P3 flight engineer. I was an aircraft electrician, and I was a P3 flight engineer. So I was a chariot driver, basically.
Okay.
Sat between two horses.
Okay.
You know.
All right, and then this is another text came in from another. You hit the veterans this morning with your May Military Appreciation Month from a prior VP1 veteran. He says, I have a bathroom with a shower in front of a window. Should I move my AC vent towards the door, blowing cold air to the window and shower, or leave the vent almost above the shower, blowing the air to the window?
Yeah, depending on the space in the attic, because you're going to move the boot from the attic, you could probably move that. Yeah, that's a design. I don't know if that bathroom was maybe redesigned or mm-hmm. whatever. And he doesn't mention a bath fan. If it's an older home, the code used to read an operable window or a bath fan.
Okay.
And the current code says you have to have a bath fan in there. So in some cases, we put in bath fans for people. But it sounds like this might, just the cold air might be blowing on you when you're in the shower.
Right, you know, right. We're getting out of the shower.
That
the last
wouldn't be
time
too
you
good. So.
Right. Unless it's the heat, but anyway, that's a whole other conversation.
Call us at the office. We might be able to help you with that one. We just kind of need to go out and take a look at that.
Do you do that? Do you do free estimates or consultations?
We do. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we've done for a long time is, you know, we want to know what we're looking at. We want to match our expectations with yours when you have some sort of issue that is going on and mm-hmm. it affects your, you know, how you live, how you feel in the house.
Okay, well, this VP one veteran needs to call you. Then what's that number?
850-934-2768.
Okay, well, see, that's the perfect opportunity.
I wonder if it's somebody I know. So,
could be.
Anyways.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
I know a couple of VP1 guys I used to fly with in New Orleans in the reserves.
Oh, wow. There, okay. So. We're talking with Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care, and this is the time to ask those questions about your AC, 850-437-1620. So you do come out and do consultations?
Yeah, we do free estimates, and we want to look at the duct and make sure it's cleanable, because one of the things that we find, and it's unfortunate to the standards that we hold ourselves, is there's a lot of ductwork that's not cleanable. People will tell you they can clean it, but since we're on the Navy train today, the Navy vernacular is polishing a turd. We don't want to do this. So,
okay.
You know, if it needs to be changed out.
I personally have not heard that before, but okay then.
What did you say? Your dad was an Army guy?
No, my dad was Navy.
Oh, he was a Navy guy.
Yes, Lieutenant
right.
Commander.
Well, anyway, maybe that's the P3 community.
Anyways, the coast of North Africa.
If it's not cleanable, we want you to know that. We don't want to spend a bunch of effort and time doing something that's not going to be the proper outcome for you. So I won't go there again, but that's the terminology that we use.
I have
on
heard
occasion.
Of other colorful sayings from the Navy, however, from my dad, just say, which I cannot share on.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of those out there, right?
Very colorful.
Anyways, I'm an open book. I mean, I'm unfiltered. This is what you get. And so when you call us for information and for advice, we will tell you straight up what's going on. And we don't get our feelings hurt. We don't want you to get your feelings hurt, but we won't do substandard inferior work. It's just, there's guys out there that'll, those shade tree guys,
right?
$99 blow and go guys, but buyer beware on those. But I don't do that.
For.
And yeah, you do. And I just want you to be aware of, like, this is what we found. When we went in your attic and mm-hmm. here's the pictures and here's why we're saying this. And in that case, and so that keeps it, because we'll put a job in the schedule and then we show up and it's like, oh man, this whole thing needs to be replaced. This is really not cleanable.
Right.
It's not, a good scenario. And, I don't want to take your money trying to improve something that really needs to be taken out. And, in a lot of cases, that happens in the summer. You get a $500 or $600 power bill and you're like, man, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And we find a scenario where we have to move that to the fall because it's brutal to work in those attic situations in the summer. And it gives you a chance to budget. It gives you a chance to understand, what you got going on. And, it's a shock deal. And it's the same thing like when your air conditioner lays down on you, have to have a change out done. You're having a big barbecue 4th of July.
Right, when the entire family's coming.
Man, there we go.
That's, do it now. Now is a good time to do it.
Yeah, it's an ounce of prevention and a pound of cure. So mm-hmm. Now we go the grandma route here. We get more sensible or a little less.
Yeah, that's a calmer expression.
Navy vernacular mixed in there.
That's so, okay. We're talking with Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-437-1620. Well, I was walking in my neighborhood, and I noticed I live in an apartment complex, so I noticed that all those big outside blowers that they have, we have a lot of oak trees.
Right.
With all the little yellow things and the leaves and stuff.
Oak noodles and acorns and leaves.
All that kind
year
of
round
stuff.
On those live
so
oaks.
So I thought of you. I said, I'm going to have to ask him about this. What is the best way to keep that cleaned off? And if you come outside and you suddenly see your units covered, what do you do? What is
just
your recommendation?
I've seen, so the airflow from the outside unit sucks in through the sides and it pushes out through the top.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll blow a lot of that stuff off there. I've seen people put screen over there.
I saw one.
The airflow.
Well, that's what I was wondering because I saw one and it had a screen on top. And I thought, how is the air getting? Because it looked very fine mesh
to the
screen.
It drops the efficiency of that unit because it can't push that airflow through there. So.
I feel better because that was my first thought.
You can just take a broom and brush that stuff off, keep track of it. And then, if you're out there looking at the outside unit, find out where that drain line is. Make sure it's not covered up in dirt and mud and leaves and weeds growing there and all that. Because that's the drain line when your air conditioner starts running. All that moisture that comes off the coil and drains out, it drains out of the house.
Right.
So basically, the air conditioner is doing some sort of dehumidification on your house in the cooling mode. it drains it out through that pipe there. And those things will get nasty. They'll get clogged up. We tell people put a little vinegar in the
Talk about that, because we've talked about that before. How do you go about doing that, and where is that spot?
So in the air handler unit, in the heater closet or whatever, the furnace.
Inside.
You know, whatever it is, yeah. There is some two copper lines that come in. That's the line set that goes to the outside unit that carries a Freon.
Okay.
Next to that, there'll be a 3/4-inch pipe there, either black plastic or white PVC. It should have a little port on it, and you'll see sometimes a white fitting with two little black wires going to it. That's a float switch. So if that thing backs up, the float goes up and it shuts the unit off so it can't flood your house.
Gotcha.
That's a safety switch. And you can usually either open the port with a little cap, they're never glued or anything, and dump your vinegar in there, or you can take that float switch out of the float body and dump it right in, the vinegar right in there. And you want to use probably 2 cups of just plain white vinegar.
How much white vinegar, okay.
It's cheap.
You don't dilute it with water or anything like
that? Well, you let it sit in there for 10 minutes and then chase it with 2 cups of hot water.
Oh, okay.
And the reason we don't use bleach is because that drain line is connected directly back to the coil, the drain tray inside the unit. And bleach is really corrosive. So the manufacturers a few years ago came out with a technical bulletin or an update that said, hey, we want to get everybody away from bleach because it's hard on those little fins in there, those aluminum fins on the coil.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, because it looks like a radiator. It's just those fins. The bleach will eat into that and shorten the life of that evaporator coil. But the acetic acid in vinegar, what you're doing, you're dumping stuff in that drain line to get it to eat that gunk out that's on the that long horizontal run to the outdoors.
That makes sense.
And if you have an attic unit, it'll probably come out in your soffit. It may come down the side of the house. But most attic ones have a secondary one. So there's one, the main primary drain, and the secondary is if the pan underneath the unit is up in the attic. If it starts to get full, that second one will drain, and then you know you really have a problem. You're about to have a flood in your attic, which is never a good thing. So, And people say, well, how often do I do this? Well, you know what? It's not a bad idea whenever you change the filter. Just put a little vinegar down through there. Vinegar is cheap. Service calls are on the other end. And, you know, repairs are even in addition to that. So,
and how often should we be changing those filters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the filter that we use, that AirSafe filter, we recommend once a month. Mm-hmm. You know, and this time of season right now when it's kind of mild out, you might be able to get 6 or even 7, 8 weeks out of it. In the summertime, I go down to change mine every 3 weeks because of the runtime on the unit. And I have lessened that a little bit because I have a whole house dehumidifier at my house. So the dehumidifier runs more so than the main air conditioner. And so it allows me to do a month or 5 weeks on that filter. I have a setting on my thermostat that tells me how many hours have gone by on that.
Oh, that's
on that
nice.
Filter. Yeah. It's kind of a fancier.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of have all the buzzers and whistles and bells.
I would expect that.
Yeah.
Talking with Todd St. Overs with the Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-437-1620. Got another question for you, Todd.
Okay.
Can you ask the Air Care, and it has in parentheses boss, to expound a little bit on the range of cost for one of those ultraviolet light systems on a typical residential HVAC unit?
Yeah, so we do single and double bulb locations or configurations. So and typically on your single bulb fixtures, you're somewhere around $700-$800 on the low end. The double bulb fixtures, which there's one that goes in the plenum and then one that runs also on the coil, and those are upwards of, you know, $1,500-$1,600, something like that. And they vary according to who's selling that out in the marketplace, but that's pretty typical on what I see and what our pricing is.
But that light, as you were saying earlier, if you don't get something like that and then the problem happens, how much is the repair?
Yeah, I mean, you know, an air handler unit cleaning is going to cost you $500 to pull the blower, clean the coils, do the HEPA vacuum, the enclosure, do the heat strips, because all of that is subject to microbial growth in there if you don't have protection on that, or, you know, just regular maintenance. the National Air Duct Cleaners Association says you should have an inspection residentially at a minimum once a year. And somebody should be looking at that coil, pulling the panel on the unit, kind of looking and see, you know, from a mechanical hygiene standpoint, you know, what the condition is of your unit. Because it starts in that air handler unit where that dark, wet coil is, and it spreads from there up into the ductwork. So the plenum is the vertical part of the duct that goes into the attic, and then it turns horizontally and becomes a trunk line.
I wish you could see him. He's using his hands. He's diagramming all of this, and I have no way to interpret that for you.
Anyway, so yeah, the plenum goes vertical, and the trunk line goes horizontal when it gets in the attic, and that plenum is always where we see the most amount of microbial growth because of it's in direct in line with the blower fan and the moisture source, which is the coil in the unit. And the other thing that we find is if you run your fan in the auto position, you'll be good. Mm-hmm. If you run your fan in the on position where it says fan on and it runs all the time constantly, people do that because they want to have airflow throughout the whole duct system. That in cooling mode, it never gives a chance for that moisture to drain off the coil and drain out through that drain line because it's got a constant pressure of airflow on it from the fan. The fan's on all the time.
Right.
So the thing doesn't drain right, and then it pushes all that moisture, it re-evaporates up into the plenum, and we see the moldiest ductwork.
Really?
I mean, it's horrible. And, you know,
because I would think that having it on would be a good thing.
Yeah.
To keep it circulating, but no.
It is not. It is not. You know, so there's two words that we hear at our shop, fan on. It's like, oh, we know how bad the mold's going to be because somebody's been running their system. So you see my guys anywhere out in the community and you say, oh, got one with a fan on. They're like, oh, man, that's a moldy mess. So, I mean, it's just a given. And we know this, but not everybody else does. So
I didn't know that until you told me.
Yeah, keep your fan in the auto position and run it, and then have somebody look at that once a year and consider air duct cleaning. And what do we got? We got
one more question that just came in from a listener. Try to see if we can squeeze it in here because it's a good one. Do you also help with dryer vents?
Absolutely. We do a lot of dryer vents. And, you know, the dryer, if it's not drying the clothes, you know, in a timely fashion, you got jeans, you got beach towels coming up, all that kind of stuff, blankets, any of that heavy stuff. If it's not drying those in one or two cycles, the drain line or the dryer vent, the exhaust duct is clogged up. It's the same as the way we clean ductwork. We go in there with the tool and extract. We call it making it snow in Gulf Breeze because the lint just comes out and it looks like a blizzard
Those.
So,
wow.
And they go through the side of the house. They go underground. They go through the roof.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of different configurations. It's supposed to be a 4-inch pipe on most residential.
So if you came out to do an inspection, could you add that on to your inspection to have them take a look at that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we want to talk to you about your appliance, the health of your appliance. All the new dryers have a buzzer on there. If they get any kind of back pressure, they start giving you alerts.
Okay, got another quick question.
All right.
With a dehumidifier, what is the average humidity level in your home? Mine runs around 65% to 70% with no dehumidifier.
Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. Yeah, and so you're going down the road to mold and microbial growth. We like to get 50% to below 50% relative humidity. In this climate, typically you have to have supplemental dehumidification.
Okay.
And that only works when the air conditioner is in the cool mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the whole house dehumidifier take care of it all year long.
Okay.
Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, and gulfcoastaircare.com.
Thank you so much, Todd St. Orange. I've
awesome,
known him for
babe.
Years.
You're so awesome.
You are awesome. I've known him for years. We've got a great reputation in our community, very reliable, and he gets the job done, I know. Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, we'll see you next go-round.
This is Pep Talk.
Local news.